Welcome to Brains and Bots, where AI meets small business. Join us as we explore how AI can save your time, boost productivity, and fuel growth.
All right, let's dive into this. Speech-to-text apps. Clearly a hot topic, and I get it. They're total game changers for creators.
Oh, they really are.
Okay.
Especially nowadays. Everyone's creating content, right?
Yeah.
Podcasts, videos, just getting ideas out there.
Yeah, exactly. And you sent us some cool stuff to unpack, excerpts from Descript's marketing and a whole article comparing free speech to text apps.
Awesome. So we'll be your guides, help you figure out which tool fits your workflow, whether you're a podcaster or just trying to be more productive.
Love it. Let's jump in. I think a lot of folks might hear speech to text and think, okay, that's transcription for podcasts. But the article highlights like accessibility, huge for captions.
Right. For folks who are hard of hearing, and SEO too, making your content more searchable online.
Makes total sense. But before we go too far, maybe we should demystify the tech a little.
Yeah, good point. It can feel kind of magical sometimes, right? Like, how does it actually work?
Right.
Man, basically, it's all about speech recognition.
Mm-hmm.
The app listens to your voice, converts it into text. But just to be clear, that's different from voice recognition.
Oh, yeah. Like Siri or Alexa. One's about understanding what you say. The other's knowing who's speaking.
Exactly. And speech recognition, it's gotten so accurate.
Yeah.
Mind-blowing how far it's come.
Okay, so basics down. But what about actual USE cases? Beyond just, you know, podcast transcripts.
Oh, way more. Think about brainstorming a script. You speak it out loud, instantly written down. Or recording voiceovers without typing.
Ooh, yeah.
Or dictating notes on the go. Tons of possibilities.
You're right. I hadn't even considered some of those. So how do we choose the right app? It feels kind of overwhelming.
Totally. Luckily, the article gives us 5 key features to think about. Transcription minutes, format compatibility, storage and organization. Those kinds of things.
Okay, break it down for us. Transcription minutes, that's just how much you can record, right?
Yeah, but there's a nuance. Some apps are good for live transcription, like a meeting. Others are better for pre-recorded stuff. Depends what you need.
So if I'm mostly dictating notes, I might not need tons of recording time.
Right. But for a podcaster, it's crucial.
True. What about that format compatibility thing?
Big one. Imagine you transcribe something for hours, then can't export it the way you need. Nightmare.
Ugh, I've been there. Always check those export options. And storage. That's about keeping things organized.
Right. Some have cloud storage, others have limits. You need a system that fits your workflow.
Makes sense. What about those speaker labels? The article made that sound like a lifesaver.
Oh, it is, especially for interviews. The app knows who's speaking, labels each part, saves tons of time editing.
Wow, no more manually tagging each speaker. That's wild. At last, ease of editing. I guess no app's perfect. There's always tweaking, right?
Exactly. But a user-friendly editor is key. Timestamps, playback controls, easy corrections. You want it smooth.
Okay, features down. Now let's talk apps. The article starts with Descript. They seem to be the content creator superstar.
For good reason. Descript has amazing accuracy, up to 95%. Plus, it's super creator friendly. The author even says it saved their conference presentation, made it way more professional.
Wow, that's high praise. And they have a free hour to try it out.
Yeah, but what really makes Descript stand out, you can edit the audio and video by editing the transcript.
Wait, seriously, delete a word. It's gone from the audio, too.
Yep. It's a game changer. And if you need more, they've got paid plans with even more features.
Okay, Descript sounds powerful, but what if someone wants something simpler, more hands-on?
Well, if you crave control, OTranscribe is interesting.
The article said it's for manual transcription, no AI.
Yep, like a digital typewriter. You control every word. Great for technical terms, anything niche.
Oh, I see. So absolute accuracy, more traditional approach.
Yeah.
And free.
Exactly.
Okay, this is fascinating. We've got the powerhouse, now the minimalist. What else is out there?
Next up, Dictanote. This one's all about speed. Your notepad that listens.
Ooh, I like the sound of that. Always trying to streamline note-taking.
It's basically that. A note-taking app with dictation built in. Speak your notes instead of typing. Great for brainstorming on the go.
Love that. When inspiration hits, is it hard to learn?
The article said that saying punctuation takes practice, but once you get it, it's super efficient.
Like training your voice to be your keyboard. Awesome. And it's free.
The dictation is. You can pay for AI transcription of old recordings if you need that.
So Dictanote's for quick capture efficiency. What about folks deep in the Apple world, like me?
Well, Apple devotees have a built-in tool, Apple Dictation.
I've seen it around, but never really dug in. What's so good about it?
It's super easy to use, works with all the Apple apps. You can use it anywhere you type.
So I could be typing an email, then switch to talking seamlessly.
Exactly. And bonus, it works offline. Huge for being on the go.
That IS, a big deal. I'm always moving, so relying on internet can be a pain. Anything else stand out?
You can edit with your voice too. Delete a sentence, insert a word, all by talking. It's like a superpower.
Okay, Apple Dictation's a contender, but Google Docs people need a solution too, right?
Totally. For them, there's Google Docs voice typing.
Yeah.
Similar to Apple's, but built right in. If you live in Docs, this is perfect.
That workflow integration is key. And free, too.
Yep. More proof that tech's making creation more accessible.
All right, we've got Descript, OTranscribe, Dictanote, Apple Dictation, Google Docs voice typing, all unique. What's the last one?
Last but not least, Otter.ai. This one's interesting. It's like an AI meeting assistant.
Whoa. Okay, now that's intriguing. How's it different?
It does more than just transcribe. Otter.ai records, transcribes, captures slides, and even summarizes your meetings in real time.
That sounds like a dream. No more frantic note-taking during meetings.
Right. And it works with Zoom, Google Meet, all the usual platforms. Super helpful for remote teams.
Whether you're across the globe or in a room, Otter.ai has you covered. What about the free plan? Limits?
You get 300 minutes per month free, 30 minutes per conversation.
Not bad at all. And paid plans for more, I assume?
Yep, pro and business plans with extras. The article's author did say Otter's accuracy varied a bit, like single speaker was better than multi-person.
That makes sense. Harder for the AI to sort things out with lots of voices.
You got it. And it shows how important good audio is, no matter the app. Garbage in, garbage out.
True, true. Even with limitations, Otter.ai has got to be helpful for anyone who hates meeting notes.
Totally. So we've covered 6 great apps, but the article also mentions a couple honorable mentions worth checking out.
Oh, yeah. What about Just Press Record and Nuance Dragon? What's the deal with those?
Just Press Record is a paid app, only for Apple.
Yeah.
But it does a ton. High accuracy, unlimited recording, cloud sync, like a little recording studio on the go.
That's cool. For creators who are always moving, capturing ideas.
Exactly. Nuance Dragon is recommended a lot, but the author said it had some iffy reviews lately.
Good to know. Those real-world insights are valuable. Wow, we've covered a lot. From the basics to 6 awesome apps, it's clear there are tons of options out there.
And this is just the beginning. It's amazing how much potential there is.
What do you mean there's even more than this?
Oh, yeah. The real magic happens when you think about combining these tools.
Mm.
Like using Otter.ai for meeting notes, then editing the audio in Descript. Endless possibility.
Whoa. Okay, mind blown.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we've unlocked a secret level of content creation.
Exactly. That's what's so fascinating about this. It's not just finding the app. It's understanding how they all fit together to boost creativity.
So where do we go from here? What's the next step in this journey?
Experiment. Most apps have free trials or plans. Play around. See what clicks for you. It's like a treasure hunt. Finding those hidden gems.
I love that. Discovering tools to transform the way we work.
And no matter what you choose, remember, good audio is key why. A good microphone makes a huge difference. Sets you up for success.
Great point. Before we wrap up this part of our deep dive, any final thoughts to leave us with?
As you experiment, keep in mind this tech is always evolving. New features, better interfaces, so much potential. It's not just about today's tools. It's about staying curious and embracing the future of creation.
I love that. Mastering what we have now, but staying open to what's next.
Exactly. Who knows what amazing things you'll create with the power of speech to text.
This has been incredible. So much to learn about these apps and how they're changing the game.
It's been a pleasure.
Stay tuned for part 2, where we'll...
Thanks for listening. If you found value in today's episode, leave us a review. And let us know how you're using AI to boost your business. Until next time, keep innovating.